Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
There's this stat that just popped up on the news, and I read it, and I guess it makes sense, but it was kind of shocking. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Are you a hairdresser?
Yes, I'm a hairdresser.
And what's your name?
My name is Trisha.
Trisha, okay. Has a customer ever trauma dumped on you?
Yes, they do all the time. I just recently had a big one happen.
What happened?
So my customer decided to tell me that she has been cheating on her husband. And the person that she's cheating on her husband with is actually her neighbor, which he is friends with her husband. So they're friends, but her husband doesn't know that he's been sleeping with his wife.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. So hold on. How long have you been cutting her hair that she would feel comfortable telling you all this?
It was actually very weird because I just started cutting her hair and she told me on the second appointment.
That's a lot.
I don't know why she decided to.
No, she got to let it out.
She needed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, she needed to let it out. She looked really, like, upset that day. And I asked him, like, you okay? She goes, no. And all of a sudden, without me even asking her to tell me, she told me everything. Mm.
I think that it's best, like, sometimes when you have strangers, right? Because you will just literally,
yeah.
There's no filter. You'll let it flow.
She really needed to talk to someone that day, and I guess she chose me.
Do you feel like that happens a lot? How long have you been a hairdresser?
I've been a hairdresser for about 10 years. Oh. And, yeah, it does happen a lot.
Huh.
Most of my appointments, I get some kind of story out of these customers, even guys.
Right. I mean, you're asking, too. I mean, a good hairdresser is always engaging, obviously. So you're asking. So,
yeah. You
know, that's where you sit down. It's the first moment where you sit down and nobody's telling you you have to be somewhere else or do something right at that moment for a lot of people. So they look in the mirror and they go, it's like, my confession time.
It must be.
According to this poll, hairdresser is the number one occupation that gets trauma dumped on, except for obviously psychologists and psychiatrists.
Well, I mean, you're walking into that office with a purpose, right? It's their job to ask you.
I was just thinking, I was like, what other jobs could you have that you get trauma dumped like that? Like, where else would you feel comfortable just opening up about all the nonsense having your life to almost a complete stranger? Bartenders hear it all the time.
But bartenders are too busy for the most part, right? So you're getting the bartender at the quiet place. Your waitress or waiter, you know, somebody that's serving you at a restaurant, if you're a regular person that serves you your coffee at your coffee shop.
I don't know about that. Like, I would never go to my local Dunkin' and be like, oh, you know, while you're making my medium hot coffee, skim milk, no sugar, let me tell you what my husband did last night. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe not necessarily that story. I'm just saying another story.
They say here the most common things that hairdressers get trauma dumped on.
Yeah.
Breakups, dating drama, fertility struggles, and family feuds.
Yeah, well, I guess all those things make sense, right? You want to get those things off your chest. The fertility struggle, that's a little bit surprising to me. But
no, not to me.
No?
I feel like that's like a, you know, you need to talk about it. And when you're sitting there, it comes out.
Clearly it weighs heavy.
Yeah, we asked on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, what career do you think has the most people complaining about their personal lives? Carrie wrote collections office.
Well, I mean, you kind of signed up for that, right?
Family law. Well, yeah, that's what you're paid to do is listen to my problems and figure them out, I guess.
For sure.
Right. And Joy wrote retail. Actually, Margaret wrote retail, too. That's strange to me because I didn't think that if you would go into like Nordstrom's, Bloomingdale's, you name it, that that's the person that you would start sharing your life story with.
If I've got a complaint in Nordstrom's or Bloomingdale's, it's the price of my shirt.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-330-9999. If you are a hairdresser, what was the last thing that somebody trauma dumped on you? The number one profession that people get trauma dumped, that's when, like, you know, basically strangers tell you all their problems. Hairdresser, which I thought was very surprising. I mean, obviously, psychologists and therapists, that's what you do. That's what you get paid to do.
That's what you're going to the office for.
But not the hairdresser. She just wants to do your hair. And next thing you know, she's got to listen to all your problems, too.
But they always ask, so what's going on?
Mm-hmm. And then it all comes out. 1-800-330-9999. Diana, you're a hairdresser?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Last time somebody trauma dumped on you, what did they say?
So actually a lot of people will tell me, like, they just found out their husband's having an affair or their marriage is falling apart. But one time that was kind of major, her husband didn't know that she knew yet. She'd been collecting all these receipts and she was coming to me to get her hair done for their anniversary dinner. But actually she was going to serve him with divorce papers that night.
Oh, you know, when you do it face to face, that's really something.
Yeah.
Most people, when they get to that point, they just send the marshal.
Yeah, he'd been like, his lies were so deep. She just was like raging, but she's like, I'm going to put all this together and I'm going to like hand it to him as if it's a card. But I want to look really good. So she's like, that's why I'm here.
Did she get a blowout or an updo?
She got a blowout. Yeah.
Stacey, are you a hairdresser?
No, I'm a physical therapist, but sometimes I think I should just be a therapist based on the information that people dump on you while you're treating them, from divorces, infidelity, family dynamics. It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Right. You are 100% right. When I went to PT, poor Alex and Lynn, they got it all.
You talk to them about everything.
Everything. They become your friends. You become while you're stretching out my legs and making me do squats.
Well, it's like a team. Like they're helping to rebuild you, right? So you say to yourself, maybe they could help me in all these other ways. It is kind of intimate, right? Somebody's putting their hands on you and, again, trying to help your body come back. Well, I never even thought about that. But you know what? When I had my physical therapy for my knee, same thing. Do you have a memorable story that you were just like, I can't believe this person told me that?
Just family dynamics is just crazy. Some of the things that you hear, you're like, this would be one of those made-up TV movies, but it's real.
Wow.
And sometimes you get to see it. So it's crazy.
Yeah. Louisa, are you a hairdresser?
I am not. I'm actually a dental assistant.
And do you get trauma dumped on?
All the time. I've been doing this for 13 years, and you wouldn't believe the things that patients say sometimes. So, we get it all the time.
But Louisa, but aren't there your hands in their mouth? How do they talk?
Right.
Well, you know, they just talk, and believe it or not, over the years, you learn how to understand these people sometimes.
It is quite a gift, right? Like when you can just tune into something. On me, your husband's cheating on you.
What?
Yes. Oh my gosh!
When they come off the anesthesia, I bet you a lot of stuff comes out that they don't even know they're sharing. Probably.
Exactly.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.